From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Chad Hershberger serving as our interim temporary spot-on producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work today, making sure everything goes smoothly. Well, on the news line with me now is Dr. Robin Spangler. Welcome back, Doctor. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, thank you.
I do appreciate that. A lot of people had a big gasp a couple years ago when they found out that you were going north, and so we very much appreciate you calling back in today. You're with UP. MC Susquehanna, a family medicine specialist, but you're going to be helping at the Lewisburg Primary Care Clinic. So, really, I just appreciate you checking back in, and we're very glad to hear from you. Maybe just a quick glimpse of the journey that you have had in the central Susquehanna Valley. Kind of tell us about where your offices and practice and career has gone in our area.
Well, my first job as a doctor, I was working for Geisinger in Milton. And except for a few short times I've been in this area, when I was working at Sunbury Hospital for several years when UPMC took over, and I liked working for them when they closed Sunbury Hospital. That was sad for everybody. I did know that at that point that they were looking at opening something in Lewisburg, and so they moved me to the Montoursville office for about 6 months till they were ready to open in Lewisburg, and I'm real happy to be back. It's exciting to be able to see patients that I've taken care of for years and some who I had seen a long time ago who are now coming back to me. So that's been really good.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. We're glad to hear that this story brings you back full circle, back into our area and practicing out of Lewisburg. Well, let's kind of start with the negative, and we'll move to the positive. Joe Biden said the other day that we're going to be enjoying some kind of a dark winter with the idea of, you know, no vaccine available yet for the pandemic. What's your view on this idea that we're going to have a tough time in the months ahead dealing with the pandemic?
Well, obviously, things are pretty bad right now. The case numbers keep going up. But I like to tell people to keep things in perspective. I'm seeing people who are in a panic mode about the whole thing. And it's important to remember that even though the numbers are going up, the majority of people are healthy. And even of those who get sick, the majority recover, but need to still be careful. UPMC is ready for whatever comes our way. There's plans in place. They keep updating us as far as what the plans are. And there's plenty of PPE around. UPMC is part of a large system, and there's resources that can be shared across all the hospitals. So needs are being met.
Well, and we've kind of identified some best practices to keep ourselves safe. Yes, you can go to some houses of worship or restaurants and so on, and that we do know there are sort of protocols and procedures you can follow that really go a long way to keep you safe. Well, you mentioned UPMC and the system. You're going to be operating at a new clinic in Lewisburg. Tell me about the whole clinic. Give us a real tour of what's all available there.
We just opened about a month ago the primary care office. There's myself and nurse practitioner Chris Belgio, doctors Tom and John Albright, who are foot and ankle specialists, have an office also. We're located in Brook Park. They're also in Brook Park. And then right across from us, there's a specialty clinic where specialists come down usually like once a week or so. And there's several different specialists who are coming, like heart and vascular, neurosurgery, pain management, nephrology is there.
All right, we've got to make sure everybody's aware of what's all available there, and you're out in the Brook Park Farm area, so we want folks to know that this facility is there. Back to health-related topics, what's the status of the flu? A lot of people started to get their flu shots. Are the cases popping up around here?
We haven't had any cases of flu yet that I'm aware of. It's a little bit early in the season for that, but I'm sure it's coming. Flu shots are available. I highly recommend getting flu shots this year, especially. The symptoms of flu and COVID are very similar, and so just by symptoms alone, it's hard to distinguish, but the treatments are different, so it's important to know which one you have. And in addition to that, any cases of flu that can be eliminated limit the demand on the healthcare system. So I definitely recommend flu shots for that reason as well. The symptoms are generally fever, new cough, shortness of breath, and anybody who would have anything like that should contact their doctor and get tested.
You don't have COVID. If you do have the flu, you can say you don't have COVID if what?
No, you can have both. I'm not aware. COVID first came on the scene after, as flu season was ending last year. So this is where they're both going to be together for the first time, but there's nothing that would say you couldn't get both at the same time. I'm not sure how that would be, if it would just be a super bad case or what, but you could theoretically get both at the same time.
Well, think of the time you'd save getting them both out of the way, right? Okay. I don't know.
I think you'd be pretty sick.
Right. I think so, too. I think that'd be a tough road to hoe. Okay. Bright spots. There's one thing that we can say. I don't want to do a downcast interview that makes everybody think, oh, my gosh, we're all going to die here. There's a lot of bright spots, a lot of lessons learned, a lot of best practices. Give us those remarks, this idea that we're really, as we head into the winter, we're in a good position to, we know what works to prevent spread, and we've kind of honed in on things that weren't helping.
As we have gotten more experience with COVID, the treatments have improved, so more people are recovering, and things like ventilators that were being used very quickly initially, they found can be harmful, so they're holding back on using things like that. So treatments have improved. There's medications available that didn't know about at the beginning of the pandemic. We know that it's helpful to wear a mask now, which was not known early on. So people are encouraged to wear masks whenever they're out, continue social distancing as a way to limit spread, washing hands frequently.
All right. And you mentioned the PPE is adequate, we're kind of where we need to be in terms of the N95 mask that you're going to want to wear and your staff wears. We're okay in those regards?
As far as at UPMC, yes. I don't know other places, but as far as at UPMC, we have enough.
Okay. And anything else important to talk about? Anything I did not ask you?
I try to be a positive person, and there has been some benefits to this. Just time to slow down since there's not as many places to go and things to do. It had time to get projects done at home. There's been more time to spend with family. And times are certainly hard right now with the pandemic, but it's eventually going to get better. Vaccines are becoming available, and we just need to hang in there.
Well, yeah, I have a whole long list of silver linings I've been maintaining since this whole thing. The funniest of which you'll appreciate is somebody called in and said, you know, they just canceled X event. I'm not going to name it. They just canceled X event. And they said, I don't really like that anyway. So I'm glad that they didn't do that particular activity. So, well, Dr. Spangler, thank you so much. We hope that we can keep a relationship going and check in with you from time to time, not only about maybe the pandemic or family medicine or colds and flu, whatever it is. So please do stay in touch. And we thank Tyler. He's been a big help making sure that we stay in touch with you folks at UPMC. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Spangler.
Thank you so much.
I do appreciate that. Dr. Robin Spangler. Folks will remember her from serving at Sunbury Community Hospital and then UPMC. More information, you want to contact her, upmc.com.